It's a very good question, Michael. We will get into that.
Yeah.
So we're going to do 2 o'clock call of the day. We've got game 4 coming up tonight. You'll hear it here on 710 ESPN. And Michael Thompson, pick any number 1 through 10 except for 8.
Why is 8 retired? That's why.
Eight is just not no.
Let's go with Jared Vanderbilt's number 2.
Number 2. Let's go to Ed in the South Bay. Ed, you're on 710. What's up? Don't ask us how we're doing.
No, I don't. I'm not asking.
Good. Thank you.
Hey, so I was thinking about the Dodgers and the fact that they didn't go after Trey. What's the guy's name?
Trey Turner. Yes.
Yeah, did you guys read that? You didn't say anything about it, I don't think. But
we
anyway,
did.
You know,
we
you,
did, actually. I felt like Trey Turner did consider an offer from the Padres. He kind of made that clear in his press availability. When he was here in L.A., the Dodgers never made an offer, and I never understood it.
You said he sent an offer from the Padres?
Got an offer from the Padres.
He did?
He says one of the final contenders. Because remember, the Padres went after him, and then when they didn't get him, they signed Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it made me think, you know, the Dodgers is one of the richest franchises, right? And you got two kind of rich people, right? You got some rich people who will spend their money. Then you got other rich people who are rich because they never spend their money. And that seems like what the Dodgers are doing. It's like, what is up with that? We absolutely needed a shortstop. And they didn't go after Trey. They didn't go after Bogaerts. That makes absolutely no sense. It's just so frustrating when they're
well,
so close.
Well, Ed, keep in mind that they had decided that Gavin Lux was ready. Gavin Lux has been their best minor league infielder in the last 5 years. He's just been destroying the minor leagues. So they felt if they let Trey Turner walk, Gavin Lux was ready to be the everyday shortstop. Then Lux blew out his knee in spring training, and he's out for the year. So they got a little unlucky.
Yeah, but Lux has never been a good defensive player. And we got the DH. Why not keep him? They've got money. It's not like they don't have money. They just don't want to spend it. It's
right.
So frustrating.
Thank you for the call. Now, I'll say this for the Dodgers. Until this year, they had the highest or second highest payroll, I think, for the last 5 years. So it's not as though they won't spend money. It's that they wanted to get under the luxury tax this year to sign Ohtani next year. And the
right.
reality is they could do both things. They have enough money. It's a hedge fund. They have enough money to be able to sign Trey Turner or sign Bogaerts at shortstop, move Lux or bump Lux over to second base, and ultimately still be able to sign Ohtani. But for whatever reason, they've elected they're going to be careful with their money.
I think Ohtani is going to command such a big number.
$600 million.
Yeah, that if you would have given $300 million to Turner, then it puts you at a disadvantage if you get into a bidding war with Ohtani. And
watch the Padres. They're going to be in the bidding war for Ohtani because they don't care and they're going to spend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do they get all this money? Are they that rich?
Their owner is definitely that rich.
Yeah.
He's a Steve Ballmer type?
Yeah. He's Peter O'Malley's grand. No, he's married to Peter O'Malley's grand. No, he's O'Malley's grandson. Right?
Is that what it is?
Is that what Seidler is? Peter O'Malley's grandson? How is Peter Seidler related to Peter O'Malley?
There is a relationship. I can't think what it is.
Yeah, I think that's his grandson. Or he's married to
somebody's O'Malley
granddaughter. Yeah, but
right.
he's related to the O'Malleys, and he has no shortage of money.
Are they going to go after Ohtani too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's the two New York teams, and it's L.A., San Diego, and maybe the Giants.
And maybe
Seidler, his uncle Peter, and Ron Fowler formed the O'Malley Group.
All right, his uncle Peter. So it's his nephew.
Right.
Okay, there it is.
But don't you have to be like $20 billion worth to afford all this money if you're an owner?
Well, I mean, I think he's a hedge fund guy too. I mean, you know, the best owners are the ones that treat it like a toy, right? It just doesn't matter. Like, for example, if Clay's owner, Lakers, if he wanted to keep everybody together, he would keep everybody together. The cost wouldn't necessarily matter. They've been paying luxury tax for years.
Except now, it's more than just luxury tax. This new CBA is going to mess with teams. And the two teams that most people think are going to be most affected are the Warriors and the Clippers. And here's why. You now not only get hit with a luxury tax,
right,
which, to your point, these guys can afford.
Yeah.
Now they're taking away options how you build your roster. In other words, if you go over the second level of luxury tax,
yes,
you lose your mid-level exception, you lose your mini mid-level exception. Basically, you have no other options, but once you hit your high, you know, once you go over the cap you can only bring in minimum guys.
Right,
that's
right.
It.
I understand that, but you still have the right to keep your own players.
Right.
And you're allowed to spend what it takes to keep your own players.
Right. But if you do it, you can't, like, for example, the Lakers wouldn't be able to get Rui Hachimura. They wouldn't be able to get D'Angelo Russ if the Lakers were into the second level.
So they punish you for making good decisions.
It
so
seems
silly.
But the owners, that this is what they fought for, they want a de facto cap on how much they can spend because they know that there'll be some rogue idiot like that Cleveland Browns owner that will just blow up the whole salary structure.
Which is right. Good for both for a lot of teams because the teams that get taxed a lot, that tax money has to be shared among
sure.
the teams.
Yeah,
so
no,
you almost,
true.
Some
right.
teams are going to get in like $40 million this right. year from some of this luxury tax stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's not capitalism. I wish there baseball is capitalism. Right, there's mm-hmm. you do pay a luxury tax, but there's no limits. Shohei Ohtani can still take $600 million during the off season, but that'll be interesting. I still think, like for example, in the case of the Lakers, they will have the right to match any offer that that Austin Reeves gets.
Right, but if they go way over the cap, they would have no mini mid level, no other mechanism by which to add better players. They could just go out and sign minimum.
You know,
guys.
It's not like Ohtani's from the Dominican Republic that
right.
doesn't have money, right? Japan's one of the richest countries in the world with
sure.
some of the biggest businesses and corporations over there. Aren't you surprised that some major corporation in Japan won't give him like $1 billion to come home and play there?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
you
good,
would think
good
somebody
question.
Would. All
yeah,
those rich Toshiba and all those places.
But he's a global brand now.
Yeah, I mean, he is a global brand. Mm-hmm. And this is the premier league.
Right.
I mean, Major League Baseball is the premier league.
So what? Cristiano Ronaldo was in the premier league. Now he's making $175 million a year in Saudi Arabia. Nobody
yeah.
pays attention.
No, it's true.
Yeah, it's
Nobody
true.
Pays attention.
Hey, Michael, you know who would not listen to us do a game under any condition, even if we did our best game of all time tonight?
Stu Lance.
Charles Barkley.
Why?
Have you heard this?
No.
All right, listen to this.
No, I would never turn on the radio and listen to the game. I think that's the stupidest thing in the world.
Have you ever listened to golf on the radio, by the way?
No, I have not.
Not like you're on a long drive I wonder who's winning the tournament. That's a very weird experience.
I would never.
You've never listened to a baseball game, an NBA playoff game, anything.
No.
Of you. Baseball's pretty relaxing.
I've never listened to a sporting event on the radio.
You're lying.
I'm telling you the truth. I think that's the stupidest thing in
the
world.
That's an exaggeration.
Now that you got your phones, I agree, because it's easy to go
no,
to the,
but I would,
whatever
like,
apps
I,
you can.
I'm a visual person when it comes to sports. Like, I just wouldn't want to listen to it on the radio.
Who was the Dodgers guy?
Vin Scully.
Yeah, you tell me you can't listen to Vin Scully?
Well, painting those pictures,
I'm
yeah.
I'm telling you, I've never done that.
Damn.
It's interesting. So, wouldn't listen to sports on the radio.
That is a guy, clearly, who has never lived in Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
who's never been stuck in traffic.
Like, what I always say is, when Michael and I are doing a game, I always tell the audience sometime in the first 5 minutes, normally right before tip, where the game is on TV.
Right.
Because I think the majority of our listeners are guys who are getting home from work, just trying to get to the TV so they can watch the Lakers.
Yes.
And we are their conduit to follow the game until they get home.
Yes.
And that's why there's a demand in LA for sports on the radio is because everybody's stuck.
Yeah.
You can't watch TV while you're driving, so they listen to us and they go home and put the TV on.
Yeah.
So Barkley lives in Phoenix where there is no traffic.
No traffic, apparently. Yeah.
Right.
Michael, do you ever listen to any other games on the radio? Like baseball games, I do listen to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, when I was a kid, I would listen to Ernie Harwell on WJR and Joe Nuxall on WLW in Cincinnati. And the station out of Chicago, who was the guy that always irritated the players' wives in Chicago?
Not Harry Carey?
Not
Jack Prakowski?
No, it'll come to me.
Yeah, right.
But always annoyed the players. But I used to love radio on the baseball on the radio.
Oh, yeah, because I grew up that way listening to the World Series on transistor radio.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was fun.
And by the way, I've done weird sports on the radio do work. Like, for example, at the Olympics in Rio, Kevin Kugler called the Olympic golf, and if you were following along, you would understand what was going on. It's a way to keep track of things. Yeah. If you wanted to hear the luge, Michael, you know
really?
Who the voice of luge was.
Was that Bob Costas?
For NBC, no.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Falling back! Jim Shea of the United States oscillating too much in these turns. Jim Shea of the United States back into second, trailing by only 1/100th of a second through turn number 15. Jim Shea, can he pick up enough speed? Yes, he does. 51.07, Jim Shea of the United States was ragged, but he has won the gold medal in the men's skeleton. His father is celebrating.
That's pretty good, Mason. Yeah, that's so smooth.
Right. Give me an honest answer. Did you call that live?
Yes, 100% live.
Because I've heard most Olympics don't get called. I was going to compliment you on making that sound live if it
totally
wasn't.
Totally 100% live. Yeah, but a lot of times, like for example, Cosell back in the day in the 70s when ABC had the Olympics, they would film the fights or shoot the fights. Then they'd bring them back to the Olympic Broadcast Center, and Howard would already know the results, but he'd call them off the screen. That was the case with a lot of sports. There's a famous run, Bob Beatty and
Frank Gifford
on this Franz Klammer
going down
run
in Austria when he won the men's downhill.
And Lampley once told me, yeah, that was take 11. They tried it 11 times. Wow. And the excitement you feel is actually the frustration for having to do it again. But I love sports on the radio. You know what? I love...
What's your favorite sport on the radio? Baseball?
Baseball's my favorite sport on the radio because there's the most storytelling time.
Right, and you've got time.
Yeah, you've got time to be able to tell stories, which I like. And, you know, we're spoiled by Vin Scully, who... You know, I learned American history from Vin Scully doing games. If it was D-Day or if it was, I mean, any day he would be able to tell you the history of that day woven into a game, which I think is just unbelievable and unprecedented.
Well, growing up in L.A., too, I always tell people I felt like I was going to sportscaster school and didn't even know it because Vin Scully did the Dodgers, Chick Hearn did the Lakers, Bob Miller did the Kings, and Dick Enberg did the Angels. So you had four Hall of Fame announcers whenever you turned on your radio. I didn't know what a bad sports announcer sounded like until I left.
Right.
But when, you know, in L.A., everybody is, you know, dialed in, and those guys set the table for everybody.
Well, I, for one, will listen to the game if I am in the car. Unlike Charles Barkley, I hear you guys do games regularly. Although I will not hear you in the second half tonight.
I got a mini game.
Why are you leaving?
I will be there.
Oh, you're going to stay for the whole game?
I'm staying for the whole game, yes.
I got a mini game of games for you guys since I'm in charge of the games.
All right, wait. Okay. Do it when we come back.
Yeah,
right.
Do it when we come back.
Just a mini game. Real or fake?
Okay, real or fake?
Yeah.
Just let that hang there.
Well, really? You're not going to let me swing at that pitch? Come on, man.
Let it hang there. Coming up next.
I was just going to say, that's a game you could play tonight in the stands.
Coming up next, real or fake? Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
That's right. Moment we find ourselves in. The Lakers in game four tonight at Crypto.com Arena. What is the line on this game? Do we have a line?
Lakers by 3.
Give me $50,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers minus the 3.
50,000? It's down to 2.5, by the way. 50,000.
50,000.
All right, so if it's down to 2.5, he gets 2.5.
Yeah, I get 2.5.
I don't keep score.
All right, I'll do it.
A mini game of games. As you guys know, horses and horse racing have weird names.
Yes.
They don't have cool names like Roy Rogers' horse, which was what?
Silver.
Trigger.
No, that's right, Trigger. Lone Ranger's horse was?
Silver.
Silver.
Tonto's horse was?
Silver.
Nope.
No. I don't remember Tonto's horse.
I knew one of them was
Scout.
Scout.
And of course, the famous Mr.
Ed.
Ed.
Mr. Ed. Okay.
All right. You what was your horse's 1950s. Name, by the way?
Phone Abroad.
Phone Abroad.
I like she was a filly.
All right. Mini game of games, horse names. Are they real or fake in honor of the Derby on Saturday?
Okay.
To be or not to be, real or fake?
Fake. Mace.
Real.
Jorge.
Real.
Greg. Fake. All right. Two real, two fake. What is it?
Fake.
All right.
Fake.
Greg and I got it.
Fake. Kiss fake. My tail. Real or fake?
I'll real. Say real.
You going real, Jorge?
Real.
Yeah. Greg?
Real.
Yeah, I think it is real.
It is fake.
Oh, nobody got it.
Ray's cane, real or fake?
Oh, that's real.
I know
that one.
I don't think you know it, but I think it is real. Jorge?
Real.
Greg?
It is real.
It is real.
Yeah, I think that horse was in the Derby.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
My Sharona, real or fake?
That's real. It's owned by the Knack.
I will say that is a real Knack-owned horse.
That is fake.
Greg?
Real.
Fake.
Fake.
Oh,
by the way,
Jorge.
A member of the Knack listens to the show all the time. I cannot think of his name, but he's a guitarist.
Everybody has
Knack.
Two except Bergman, and he has one. Or except Mason, and he has one.
Disarm, real or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
Greg?
Real.
Jorge?
Yeah, real.
It is real. He was in the race.
Okay.
Two Bobs.
Jorge and Greg have the lead.
Two Bobs, real or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
That's real.
It's real.
It's fake.
Right, there were two fills.
Two fills.
All right, let me give an update. Briones, Bergman, Ireland, all with three. Mason with two.
Demon, Angel, real or fake?
That sounds real.
Yeah, I'll go real.
That's fake.
It's real.
It is fake.
Fake.
Yeah. Jorge's got the lead.
Rocket Can, real or fake?
Fake.
Real.
That's real.
Real.
It is real.
Okay, everyone with me got that. Hold on. Now Jorge has the lead. Greg has four, and Mason and I have three.
Jorge has the lead coming down the stretch like
a horse. How many are left?
I got four left.
Four left, okay. Right.
Mage, M-A-G-E, real or fake? Mage, real or fake?
Oh, I know this one.
Jorge's got to go first.
Yeah, that one's fake.
I think it's real. Greg?
Fake.
Mace?
Won the Kentucky Derby.
Didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so Mason and I got that one, right? All right, so now Jorge has five and everyone else has four. Two left, Michael, or three?
Three left.
All right. What is it?
One, two, three, four left.
Four left.
Baby cakes, real or fake?
That's real.
Greg?
Real.
Mace?
Real.
Oh, this would be a great chance. I'll go fake.
It is fake.
Tied up.
All right, tied up me and Jorge.
One, two, three, four left.
Wait a minute. There are always four left.
Yeah.
This is the third time there have been three left.
Here we go.
Color me gone. Real or fake?
Jorge.
That's real.
I agree with him. I think it's real. Mace.
Maybe me at tonight's Lakers game. Color me gone.
Real or fake?
Real.
Greg?
Real.
It is fake.
Oh, that was everybody's chance. All right, two more.
Angel of Empire. Real or fake?
Fake. Jorge.
Real.
Mace.
Ran in the race.
Real.
You're going real? Greg's going real.
It is real.
Okay, so Hold on. Jorge has six. Mm-hmm. I have five. Greg and Steve have five. All right, so Jorge has six. Everybody else has five. Okay. Jorge has to go first. Right. What's the last one?
King Charles, real or fake?
Fake.
Real.
We have to go real.
We have to go real.
It is fake.
Yes.
Jorge wins. Yeah.
Were those all horses that were in the race?
Yeah, no. Some of them were. Not all of them.
There's Pepe Lenderman.
The amazing thing is I'm the one that watched the race, and I'm the one that lost the game.
That's right. Yeah.
I remembered some of the horses. Mage was the winner.
Yeah.
Pretty good bet. I flushed, $21,000 mythical dollars down the toilet?
Yeah, $21,000.
On the Kentucky Derby? I was the only one that betted.
I'm opening
I had
it.
Like an exacto box.
Open the door, Pepe.
Yeah, open the door, Pepe. Just push it, pull it.
Nope. We haven't.
It's like we're
apparently,
pranking.
Yeah. If you speak Spanish, you got to go in the other door, apparently. I don't know.
We'll go get you in just a second here. But I have the names of all the NAC members. Which one is it? Is it Burton Avar?
Yeah, it's Burton Avar. A-V-E-R-R-E. Burton Avar.
That's it. There you go.
Yeah, he is a regular listener. See him on Twitter all the time. All right, as we get ready for game number four, and Pepe's going to join us. Do you know what the King's actual... First of all, did you watch any of the King being dressed up and
absolute
put his helmet on?
Zero
his,
of it.
Crown?
You weren't interested in Ireland?
I was golfing.
Oh.
I didn't watch any of it.
So
when was it on? What time did it happen?
I think it happened in the middle of the night, didn't it? Michael, did you
watch
any of it?
Well, it was very early our time. Very early in the morning for us.
I could not be less interested
really?
In the royal
all the
family.
Pomp and circumstance?
No, I don't like pomp.
They
circumstance
do, sir.
Is okay,
you
but
don't think,
I don't like pomp.
You don't think they serve a purpose for Great Britain?
Sure, they're like a...
Ceremonial.
Figurative.
Figurehead.
Figurehead kind
they,
of thing.
They generate a lot of tourism dollars. A
lot of tourism, but yeah. I don't care about the prince and the princesses and then the other prince and then the princess that doesn't want to be a princess anymore. I don't care about all those.
It's interesting. Yeah, it is.
Wait a minute,
right.
We are on YouTube?
No, we're not on YouTube.
Why is Carlo in here playing with an iPad?
I don't know.
Because I want Carlo to figure out my phone. My ringer doesn't work.
All right, give it to Carlo. He'll
so
figure it out.
So this is the actual name
probably
of the king.
Flip that switch on the side.
This is the full name of the king. Are you ready?
All right.
It's a long name.
Wait, no.
King Charles Philip Arthur George Mountbatten Windsor, the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of her other realms and territories, head of the Commonwealth, defender of the faith.
You know, he's still.
It is very Game of Thrones when you hear the name.
Yeah. You know that even though Trudeau is the Prime Minister of Canada, King Charles is the head of state of Canada?
That is.
Isn't that weird?
Technically correct. Yeah. Same with like Australia and other places like that. So here's the weirdest nugget I came up with on the king. His car runs on cheese. He's got an Aston Martin that is designed to run on surplus English white wine and whey from the cheese process. It is a biofuel. So his car runs on cheese.
If it was red wine, Michael would buy that car. That's he won't right. take white no. wine. Michael would have to go buy all the wine.
You know, white wine, I'll waste white wine on fuel, but not red wine.
Not red wine. Not red wine. So Pepe Mantilla is here. Pepe, what's going on, man?
Hello, everybody.
Pepe, are you as nervous as I am about tonight? I think this game is.
Very.
Yeah, this
nervous,
game
Pepe?
Is going to be tight.
Why are you nervous, Pep?
I'm nervous
because
and excited.
It's a very important game, Mike.
Oh, well, duh. I know that. What a great analysis, go. Pepe. This is an important
let
game.
Let the man get started.
Well, tell us why he's nervous.
Okay, if you let me talk.
Yes.
Okay. Mace told you what he thinks. John Ireland said something about it.
And what about
me? So what do you want me to say? I agree with them. I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Is that my answer?
Exactly. That's a great answer. Okay. Pepe is the best guest we have. He agrees with us and disagrees with
well,
you.
Well, Bergman's our producer. He's the only guest we have.
That's true.
Why do I have to repeat what they already said? What's wrong with
well,
you?
Well, maybe you have other things you can add. Are you a parrot? Probably want a cracker.
No, they, you know what? They really are the two guys in the balcony. Yeah, at the Muppet Show. People make us that. No, you Mike, guys really are.
I'm going to tell you something, okay?
Yeah.
Really, I saw you are next to you're where you wanted to be.
Yeah, well,
so aisle. You have to go to the Mandy's because that was the deal.
Remember? Yeah, that's true. But he'll come up with some reason not to go to the Mandy's.
But I tell you one thing: I'm going to be the first one because I keep an eye on you. The first one. That is going to tell somebody here
when he violates the rule.
When you stop and to talk to somebody that brings a bag of chips.
Yeah. Or a bag of candy. Michael candy. Gets gifts yeah. like
but
during
you notice
the game.
Nobody talked to me in game three. They left me alone, Pepe.
Pepe, now I don't want him to move because game three we were so dominant.
Everybody's got to be in the same spot.
I want Mason sitting behind me. I want Michael over to the left. I want you and Samuel in your regular seats. We can't mess with any. That was as dominant a performance in a playoff game as I can remember. And that, Pepe, that 30-8 run was stunning. That LeBron. Were you surprised LeBron didn't take any shots until the middle of the second quarter?
I was surprised, too. But I was telling Samuel that he was kind of just taking it easy,
feeling
somehow.
It out, yeah.
Feeling it out, and I talked to and I took to Dillo at the end of the game, and he was, I mean, like really super extra happy, you know.
Right. Well, 21 points in the first half, so it's most points he's ever scored in the half of a regular season or a postseason game.
And the Lakers, they're gonna have to repeat what they did the last game, mainly playing defense, good defense, and just feeding Anthony Davis.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Pepe.
You have to agree with me.
Well, yeah. When Davis gets 30, they're tough to beat. But he doesn't have to get 30 if D'Lo and Hachimura and those guys.
You can see the pattern, right? Good game, they win. Bad game, they lose. Good game, they win. Bad game,
right,
they
but
lose.
Even more
it's really A, B, A, B, A, B.
Even more important than AD having a big game is the Lakers absolutely positively have to get to the free throw line. That's where they've been making their hay.
I totally agree with you, but in order to do that, they have to penetrate for them.
Attack the rim.
And you know, people don't think of this, but I was talking to one of the guys from the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors go as Draymond Green goes.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
If Draymond Green plays good,
no.
Then they win.
But listen to this. This is an interesting stat that even Michael didn't know.
Listen, when Klay scores 30 or more points for the Warriors, he has the highest winning percentage in basketball history for a player, for his team.
Wow.
And I do believe
83%.
I believe that.
So that's why I always say when he's hot, like he was in game two, they don't lose.
And by the way, Pepe, they took him out after he made like three threes in a row. And Michael and I looked at each other and went, why in the world would you take Klay out now?
Yeah.
He's just, he's killing him.
He's
like in the playoffs,
up.
Man, it's even more important, Michael, to ride your hot
That's
players.
Right, yeah, and Steve Kerr subbed him out. I said, well, that'll help the Lakers.
And I don't know if you noticed this. Who is the only player that is open all the time on the Lakers?
Well, Vanderbilt's always open.
Bando, right?
Yeah. Vanderbilt. Yeah.
Okay. So he should be, I mean, practicing the three-pointers.
He is every day.
He does, baby.
I mean, a lot. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He just hangs out in the corner. Yeah. He's waiting for that corner three.
All mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be making at least half of those.
Well, know? He could get hot like JaMychal Green made all of his in game two and then couldn't make one.
Well, I think that's why they put Lonnie Walker back in too, Pepe, is that Lonnie's a little more consistent from three than some of those other guys on the bench. And they know with AD and LeBron, they're going to get open threes.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get in a three-point shooting contest with Warriors. That's why you need to get to the free throw line to overcompensate for how many more points they're going to have from beyond the arc. I can't wait for tonight. You know, we got ripped off out of 2020 about having fans in the building, and it was what it was. I mean, nobody's fault. But now we've got not only a packed house, but we have the defending champions, the dynastic team of the last 8 years, on the ropes with a chance to put them in a chokehold tonight. You don't get very many nights like this
right. If
you're a Laker fan, and I can't wait.
And then the Lakers players, not LeBron, no Anthony Davis. The young players should remember that because they're playing against Golden State Warriors, and the Warriors is a dynasty, and they're not just going to say, okay, here.
Hey, Michael and Pepe, what do you guys think is happening with Austin Reeves? He looks
tired.
Does he look like he hit a wall or something? I mean, he's like my favorite guy on the team, but he doesn't look like himself. Michael, what do you think?
He'll be all right. He's had a couple of off-shooting games for his standards, but Austin's a tough-minded guy. He's a mature young man. He'll knock down a shot.
But
tonight.
You know what he's not doing? He's not flying into the paint and drawing fouls.
Yeah, the referee's on
which is sort of his game. He gets in the paint, he elevates, and just hangs there until he gets fouled.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been doing that.
And then another thing, I mean, like, he's young. This is the first time that he's in the playoffs.
He's played this many games in one season.
The playoffs is a different animal altogether. I mean, the
hardest thing, Pepe, to explain to people that don't do what we do is that what you watch during the regular season, look at the Miami Heat. What you watch during the regular season and what you're watching now are two completely different animals. There are some teams that just gear up in the postseason.
Yeah.
And Michael, your Laker teams used to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, all of a sudden, instead of Magic, Kareem, and Worthy playing 30 minutes, they're playing 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they're playing hard, and they're playing fast. And it's a great point, Pepe, that it's a playoff game.
Instead of me just being a role player, I became a star in the playoffs, Pepe.
I don't believe anything.
Aye, Michael.
All right.
You have your own story.
Coming up next for you, I've got a really interesting LeBron nugget, another superlative for him. Plus, I must be the last guy to know, really important member of the Lakers family is going to be retiring at the end of the year. I did not know this.
Ooh.
I will tell you, coming up, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Everything I said before, forget.
We could always say it was Pepe's going to retire.
No.
Pepe'll never retire.
Pepe's
He'll die on the job
anywhere.
Like me.
He will die during a salute of the crowd.
That's right.
So LeBron James, get this, currently top five now in total points, rebounds, and assists in the NBA postseason. Mm. He passed Kareem for fifth on the rebounds list in game three on Saturday. The last player to be top five in all three categories in postseason history was Wilt in 1975.
And yet, can you believe Stephen A. Smith actually had a conversation about possibly taking LeBron off the mountain you love, the Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I hate Mount Rushmore, and I can't believe Stephen A. would suggest such a thing.
All right, first let me update you on Nikola Jokic, who last night got into it.
Jokic.
It's Jokic.
Jokic.
Last night.
Yep.
Got into it on the sidelines with, of all people, I don't think Jokic knew it.
No.
But Matt Ishbia, the new owner of the Suns, there was a loose ball that went out into the stands in the corner. One of the Suns players, Josh Okogie, got kind of jumped off the court into the stands, and the ball went over there, and it was Denver's ball, and Jokic wanted the ball to start the fast break.
Yep.
And Ishbia wouldn't give it to him. So Jokic pushed him and grabbed the ball.
Yes.
And there was a lot of speculation that Jokic would be suspended today. They have just announced fined $25,000, no suspension, for shoving a fan. In this case, it was Ishbia.
Is that hypocritical?
Well, let me ask you, first of all, Michael, what I was worried about, and I've said this a million times, I would never suspend a player unless he committed a felony. I think that you can fine these guys all you want, but I want them on the court. I was worried that the NBA, with their rules, mm-hmm. might suspend Jokic. Were you?
Yeah, standing by the letter of the law, they're so strict and so idiotic with some of these rules, I thought that maybe they would suspend him, regardless of his status in the league. But I'm happy to know that just a fine. I didn't think Draymond Green should have got suspended.
I swear Ishby flopped.
Ishbia.
Well, he
Ishbia.
Did.
He did flop. He threw both of his, hands,
of course, 100%.
Threw both of his hands up and fell back into his seat. I'm like, even the owners in this sport flopped.
Pepe, are you okay with $25,000 fine, no suspension?
What would Commissioner Pepe do if you were in charge?
He was flopping. I mean,
the owner. Yeah.
You know, what I say is I've seen so many owners sitting in the front row and courtside. I never seen an owner getting the ball.
Yes, that's true.
I mean,
well, we're so used to, like, Dr. Buss would just never do that.
No.
You know, and if the ball ended up in Jeannie's hand, she'd just throw it back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Espio was a player. He was a little scrappy point guard.
I don't think that's right. And I don't know if I agree with the...
Should the owner be fined?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be fined, but I don't think that they should fine Jokic for getting the ball because the owner doesn't want to give it to him.
Yeah, the owner did not want to give him the ball.
And then you see what Brooks said about the owner said...
Mike Malone. You're talking about Michael Malone?
No. The guy that plays for Phoenix, I forgot his name.
Booker.
Yeah.
He said, he did right. He gave us a point.
Oh, yeah. Ishbia knew what he was doing.
Oh, he knew what he was doing because they had numbers as they were coming down the court, and Ishbia slowed it down. So
he wants to play all the way.
By the way,
Mace, you first.
A smart play on the part of Ishbia and a flop on top of everything else.
Who wins that series now?
Ishbia, sorry.
Yeah. Who wins that series now? Denver or Phoenix? It's 2-2.
I am going to stick with Denver.
Pepe?
I think Denver.
Denver and 7.
Phoenix.
Yeah, you're the
I
one.
Think Phoenix wins game 5 and then wins game 6 in Phoenix.
Mm. Yeah, the winner of game 5 probably wins the series. Yeah,
Devin Booker is the hottest player in the playoffs, even hotter than Jimmy Butler. Mm. They have no answers for him, and I think he's going to light him up.
And did you notice what Jokic was telling his teammates?
What?
He was saying, there's only two of them.
Yep.
He repeated that.
Yeah. Well, and
Shamet had a decent game. He had 19 off the bench.
Landry Shamet. But what did Jokic have, 53?
53 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
The one thing to look for tonight, if you're watching the game or if you're going to be there, is that Scott Foster is the crew chief. And Scott Foster has this nickname of being the extender.
You don't like Scott Foster?
That the league sends him in when they want the series to go a little bit longer.
Statistically, 47% of the time the home team wins, 53% the road team wins.
Yes.
So,
really? Do you really think they subconsciously call a game that way?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't have believed it, except literally if you go to his Wikipedia page, it says nickname the extender. It's like the very first sentence on the
entire page. Yeah, Dick Pavetta used to have this reputation when he was in the league too. I think that there's three refs. It's very hard for a ref to cook a game.
But if they cook it the other way, if all of a sudden the Lakers, a team that goes to the free throw all the time, winds up not at the free throw line and and Golden State does, I think that is cooking the game.
Think about this. First time in NBA history that two teams have met in the playoffs that were first and last in free throw attempts this year. Mm. The Lakers were first, more free throws than any other team in the league. Warriors dead last because they're the greatest jump shooting team we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But you don't get a lot of fouls shooting 25 footers.
Yeah.
So,
Jorge, what do you think?
I think he, what did Pepe say? He flopped, yeah.
Okay, there you go. I like grabbing Jorge and just throwing random stuff at him. It entertains me.
I couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
But the one thing that is really, I mean, to me, the best referee now is Zach Zarba.
Yeah, I love him.
And he's never.
He's doing the first game tonight. Zarba's doing Knicks Heat.
But he's never here for the postseason. We have the same referees over and
Yeah,
over
he
again.
Will be if we I make think, the finals.
You know how I know he's good? Never heard his name before.
Yeah, and by the way, that's intentional.
Yeah.
Zach hardly ever tees people up. He explains calls. You can have a discussion with him. Michael's told me a million times that when he was playing, you could have a conversation with the official, and when he was done with you, he would just say, shut up and play.
It's kind of a negotiation, right?
Now, if a player goes to an official and says, hey, I didn't hit him there,
Oh, that's a bad bleeping call.
Yeah. Technical. Immediately.
Although, they did not whine as much in your era as they whine today. Isn't this a much whinier era than the era?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Nobody's ever been called for a foul.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, you know who was famous for that? Whole career.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson.
Sure. Sure.
Never committed a foul.
Never.
In his entire NBA career.
But now
career.
That's every NBA player believes they did not commit a foul.
It was Lauren. Eldon Campbell. He never committed
a foul.
It was Tim Harris's assistant, Lauren. What was her last name? Jackson Douglas?
Is that Lauren Douglas?
Yeah, she says, if they suspend Jokic for that crap last night, I'm never watching another NBA game.
There you go. Lauren played college basketball at Northwestern.
Yeah. Well, she knows.
Yeah.
No suspension. And one more time, his pronunciation of his name, the flopping owner, is Ishbia?
Ishbia. No extra I.
All right.
He was a walk-on point guard with Draymond Green at Michigan.
Weird thing about Matt Ishbia?
Yep.
One T in his first name.
Matt? Oh, really? Matt with one T.
Matt with one T. It's like Greg Popovich, Greg with two G's at the end.
Yeah. All right, it is a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN, celebrating Saturday's blowout win and getting you ready for Game 4 of the Western Conference Semis tonight against the Warriors. It's presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. Coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool, brought to you by Dos Hombres, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks a lot, Morales. All right, so Mookie Betts did a Bleacher Report interview with something called Off Base, On Base.
Okay.
It's essentially agree or disagree. Is it on base or is it off base?
Okay.
So Jorge is going to play
this
one.
This sounds like a bit on the station. On base, off base.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Is it off base or on base? And so Jorge's going to play each one, and then you guys can answer.
Okay, got it.
So, first one.
Flopping when the plane lands.
I would go off base, even though secretly I'm kind of on base. Every time I hit the ground in a plane, I do clap on the inside. But if you actually clap on the outside, I would say you're off base.
Okay. No, I never clap when a plane lands. That's for losers.
I clap when you're going to, like, Hawaii. You know how when you land in Hawaii, everybody's like, yay, we made it to Hawaii. Like, there I understand it.
Why Hawaii and not say L.A. to New York? What's the difference?
Because you don't cheer when you go to New York.
Oh, you're cheering that you arrived.
You're cheering that you're on vacation. Oh, okay. Hawaii is a vacation. Yeah,
not because the plane landed safely.
Yeah. Now, do you ever applaud when the plane lands, Pepe?
I did it in the past, but now I think that I worked for an airline for a long time. You know that people did that in the beginning just – we landed. Wow.
Yeah, we made it.
Yeah. But now, I don't do it.
When I used to fly on Bahamas Air, we never clapped when the plane landed. We all got on our knees and prayed and thanked God.
Oh, there you go.
All right, here's the next one.
Here's number two.
Pineapple on pizza.
Pineapple on pizza is off base. So being in Boston, my Italian friend said it's a sin to put pineapples on pizza, so I'm off.
Okay. This one I don't even think needs further explanation. I don't know anybody who likes pineapple.
Are you kidding me?
John Ireland, nice to meet you.
Yeah, a lot of people
pineapple do. Pineapple on pizza.
I do it all the time.
What the hell?
Canadian bacon and pineapple, it's great. It's called a Hawaiian pizza.
Is anybody on my side?
Nope.
You're on Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, Hawaiian pizza.
I don't want fruit in my dinner.
Me too.
Like, I don't want
fruit in
my salad. I don't want fruit sprinkled through my main course.
I don't get it either, pineapple on pizza. I don't get it.
Pineapple on pizza is fantastic. Mookie's wrong about this.
And Michael, you eat a lot of crazy things. How come you don't like pineapple on pizza?
No, that doesn't seem to go together, Pepe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they don't fit.
No. All right, what's the next one, Greg?
Same play catch instead of have a catch.
Oh, this is
if you say have a catch, I'm not playing catch with you. But if you say play catch, we're on.
The only two people in the world I know that like the phrase have a catch are Steve Mason and Dave Singer.
Let's have a catch.
Everyone else is normal and says, let's play catch. Thank God Mookie Betts is against the have a catch.
Let's have a catch.
You and Dave Singer are saps.
My dad would always say, let's have a catch. That was an expression in the family.
That sounds like high society elitist.
You're a high, you're a high society elitist, Mace.
You should have seen me in my trailer park. I was not elitist.
Pepe, play catch or have a catch?
Play catch.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, have a catch. Let's have a catch.
All right, what's next, Mookie?
Sounds too British.
Yeah. Amen.
Without socks.
I'm going on base because of that. I never wear socks. I'm sure this is probably an off-base thing, and I'll take it. And sometimes it makes the fit look good.
I only wear socks when I have to. Shoes without socks I do all the time.
Isn't that nasty?
Shoes without socks.
Don't your feet sweat?
You can do shoes without socks.
What if you're in flip-flops?
Like summertime.
Well, that's
flip-flops,
different because flip-flops, your feet are air it out.
Yeah, but if you're in...
Flip-flops are not shoes.
Yeah, but wait a minute. But if I'm in, like, topsiders, I'm not wearing socks.
Yeah, topsiders, you don't have to wear socks.
Or if I'm wearing Travis Matthews shoes, I don't wear socks.
Right.
Yeah, you guys, no, Michael, do you always wear socks?
Yeah, the only time you would not wear socks with shoes is if you're on a boat and you're wearing boat shoes.
I tend to
Pepe,
wear
do you ever wear socks?
All the time.
Yeah, I Greg?
Yeah.
Never. Never wear shoes without socks. Always have to wear socks.
Yeah, I guess I use those.
Corey, are you the same way?
Yeah, I always wear socks.
Oh, I never wear socks.
Except on sandals. Like,
those especially
footy,
in the
those
summer.
Footy socks,
I'll go. I'll go 3 months without socks. Wearing socks.
Yeah, just footy socks.
Yeah, yeah. Put the just those on the bottom. You don't have to have the ankle. Like, the socks are on your ankle.
Exactly.
I'm with Mookie Betts.
Listening to music in public without headphones.
I'm going to go off base. Nobody wants to hear what you're listening to.
All right, this is something that Michael Thompson needs to hear.
This is
you constantly will be watching a video. You were just doing it.
Yeah.
You will watch a video and you will not put headphones on. And I know you have headphones because I see you put them on.
Yeah.
Why do you play videos and not put headphones
because
on?
Because everybody else has earbuds in and they can't hear me.
No, we're in this room. We heard when you played that audio. It came out of nowhere. The point is that stuff that's on your phone is for you.
Yeah.
Like if you are talking to somebody, don't talk to them on speakerphone. I don't need to hear both ends
it's just
of the
weird.
Conversation.
And but you know, I'll let you guys in on a story. So when Shaq was playing for us,
there's Michael with Roman
teaching him how to dribble.
Me and Roman on his crypto.com floor, that's and he's great. Teaching him how to dribble.
Yeah,
nobody needs to see that.
Yeah, no one needs to hear that. But when Shaq used to travel with us, we had a plane that had a couch in the back.
Yes.
And Shaq would go back there with a giant keyboard, okay? And he would start playing without any headphones on.
On a three-hour flight.
And he was terrible. He didn't know how to play.
Without any headphones
on. And Phil Jackson, nobody had the guts to tell Shaq, right. Knock it off,
because
he was Shaq. Phil Jackson would get up, walk to the back of the plane, stare at him for 3 seconds without saying a word, and turn around and go back and check with the headphones on. But yeah, you can't do that. You can't inconvenience everyone else.
Yeah, don't you? And Michael, even when you pick up a call here, you go, you'll hold the speaker
on
up
the
say,
air.
I'm working. I'll call you back.
I'm working. I'll call you back.
What's wrong with that, Pepe?
You know what that is?
What?
Lack of consideration, Michael.
Yes. Lack of consideration. I wouldn't do
it. It's a lock. L-O-C. Lack of consideration.
It's only totally. It's only a couple of people there. It's not like I'm doing a room full of people.
I mean, no, you do it on the plane all the time.
Yeah. That's lack of, you know, the Shaquille O'Neal thing, the one time that I went.
Yeah.
And he
did
was
he break out the
and,
keyboard?
And I said, hey, Shaq. And he turned around and threw a pillow at me.
Yeah.
That sounds like Shaq. Yeah, all right, are there any more?
Yeah, there's two more, but we can move on if you want to do two more.
No, do them. Do them. Do the two more.
Starting an Instagram account for your pet.
Off base. If you can't actually post something yourself, you probably shouldn't have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Trudell does this.
Oh, does he?
His dog has his own.
What's
or
his
her,
dog's name?
It's Lila. It's a French bulldog.
Michael.
I'm sorry.
I think setting up an Instagram account for your pet is weird. What do you think?
So this is a true story. There was this gold-looking Pomeranian downstairs a couple of weeks back, and everybody was getting their picture taken with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the big deal? Why does everybody want their picture? The dog had 800,000 followers. That's why people were getting their picture with this particular.
Right.
I do not have, and you know how crazy I am about my dogs. My dogs do not have their own Instagram account. My babe, you know, if you have babies, they have Instagram account. I don't follow. I'll follow the person. I'm not going to follow a dog.
All right, Pepe, dog with his own Instagram account.
I agree with you.
Does Rocco have his own Instagram account?
I think he might have it, yeah. I don't know.
But
I know
probably Clay doesn't even post on it.
I don't know if Clay put it on there, but I think he might
Oh, by
have.
The way.
Do any Instadogs slide into his DMs?
Oh, yeah. Rocco got all kind of, you got all kind of bitches after him.
Yeah.
Well, a female dog is a bitch.
I know
you
what
say that.
Hey, all right.
That's not wrong with that.
Bergman's all panic. Oh, Michael's getting me in trouble.
No. That one was totally fine. That one was totally fine. It was funny.
So Murphy the puppy, my new dog that's, you know, like 2 months old.
Don't drop that.
This was a first.
We didn't drop that.
This was my first in 20 years of dog ownership. Yeah. Last night, Murphy ate the TV remote.
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
an entire TV
you mean like
remote?
She chewed it up?
Yeah, well, chewed it up to the point where it doesn't work anymore.
But not if you take it to like a vet. They do a
No. He didn't eat it, swallow it.
They didn't do an x-ray.
No.
There's not like
chewed,
a...
He just chewed it up so none of the buttons work. So today, I went over to Mirror Audio Video, and Isaac goes, no problem. Here, kick this one.
There you go.
So, but what is up with this dog? Yeah. Why is he eating
a
remote?
He's a puppy. How old is he?
6 weeks.
Well, 6 weeks? I mean, of course he's chewing stuff. Like, Ron is a year old. He came potty trained. He came, he's not chewing everything. Like, I like getting one-year-old dogs as opposed to puppies.
I wish I would have done that.
But you got a dog?
No. He didn't like the program that you were watching.
Yeah, amen. My wife was watching some sappy Hallmark movie, and he said, out.
Done.
Yeah. All right, what's the last one?
By the way, Scott Kaplan has a dog that has an Instagram account.
That sounds like Cappy.
Oh, that is so Cappy.
What is the last one, Jorge?
Sunglasses indoors.
The base is loaded. Bases are loaded with sunglasses indoors. No. That's my favorite thing to do. I'm surprised I don't have sunglasses on now.
Anybody besides Jack Nicholson or Snoop?
What about Michael Keaton?
What about T. Morant?
Scott Kaplan.
No.
It's T. Morant. Scott Kaplan.
None of those names are big enough to be Jack Nicholson or Snoop. If you're wearing sunglasses inside, you are a doofus.
So Michael Keaton.
And everyone. Michael Keaton, doofus.
Really?
Nobody. Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, Denzel Washington, Dustin Hoffman can all sit at a Laker game and look like themselves, and you have to put on a disguise. Who does he think
he
is?
Well, he put on glasses and a hat. That's not a full. He didn't wear a beard and mustache.
He didn't go full Neil Diamond. Yeah. No.
Is he that recognizable if he just walked in?
Michael Keaton? Sure, he's Batman.
Apparently, he thinks so.
No, seriously. He's Batman. I mean, he's Michael Keaton.
He's only 5'5".
Like one of the cooler guys around.
Yeah, but he just looks like a regular guy.
Now, I would walk up to Keaton. If he's there tonight, I'm going to walk up to Keaton because I'm a huge fan.
He used to sit behind.
That's where he was the other night. Oh, Tony Moskal says I should spray bitter apple on things I don't want the puppy to chew.
They get over that.
Do they? Where do I get bitter apple?
You can get in any pet store.
Any pet store. You squirt it on there, and it tastes awful, and they maybe won't eat the remote.
Right, then so Bergman, did you basically just have Mookie Betts do all of what's up?
I have a whole bunch more, but I actually have full questions. But Jorge's going to go next.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so I stole this one from the Lakers game on Saturday.
Okay.
What color is a mirror?
Clear. Want
to hear your answer?
They asked the Lakers players this, and I had my headphones on, so I didn't hear it.
And
So in my case, the mirror is a reflection of you.
Right.
So the mirror's white.
Right? I think it's kind of silverish. You know, when you look at a mirror without the reflection in it, it looks kind of silverish, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's actually a better answer.
That is. It's not clear.
It's not clear.
Now you will see through it, right?
It's not. I think silverish is actually a pretty good way to describe. But technically, it is whatever is in front of it, right?
In a couple of the hotels we stay in Charlotte and one other place, I think maybe Indiana, in the bathroom mirror is a TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No.
So you're like getting ready and you hit the remote and a TV comes on through the mirror.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have that at the Super 8. No.
So there's apparently, according to BBC Science Focus magazine, most mirrors are technically white with a slight green tinge.
Oh, that's weird.
There you go.
By the way, I have no evidence of this, but I do not believe my dogs can see in a mirror.
Mine does. Mine stares at himself all the time.
Mine do not see in a mirror. They don't understand the concept of looking in the mirror. So that if I wave a treat while they're looking at the mirror behind them, they do not know that I have a treat.
Well, they don't turn around.
They don't turn around even though I have a treat. They don't understand. They can't see in the mirror.
They can see the mirror, but they just don't realize that it's behind you. They think it's right in front of them. But they see themselves, too.
Can dogs see in a mirror?
Why couldn't they?
Yeah, Mason, they can see you when you walk in the room. Of course they don't see it.
They just don't understand the concept.
Right. I don't think dogs can wrap their head around it.
But they can see a mirror. They're not blind.
Yeah. They just can't understand it because they can't walk.
Yeah, they can't. They can't comprehend a mirror. Maybe that's a way to describe it.
Let's move on.
What's up, fool?
What color is a mirror? Is that really what it's come to?
So
seriously, that's what they ask. And then LeBron says, LeBron says metallic. That's his answer.
That's a good answer.
Not a bad one.
Laura Romo's pro-pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, she's
God,
crazy.
Laura.
So after the other night when the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks, Jimmy Butler said he is the best effing player in the world, but he said the actual word. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you need a win or you need a bucket, you need a defensive stop, Jimmy Buckets is kind of your guy. So is he the best effing player in the world?
Right now? Today?
Today, yes.
He's one of them.
But him and Devin Booker and
Devin
Anthony
Booker's
Davis.
Been the best offensive player in the playoffs, and Anthony Davis has been the best defensive player in the playoffs.
Jimmy Butler, best two-way player in the playoffs?
He might be.
I mean, the playoffs are really those three guys.
Yeah.
It's Booker, it's Butler, and it's AD.
Yeah,
those are the three best players
Jokic
in the playoffs.
Jokic is good, and Murray is good.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Murray?
Yeah, Murray is going.
How you sleep on
lots
Jokic.
Of points.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't agree with somebody says I'm the best.
Why not?
Because, I mean, you shouldn't say that.
Would you say that to Muhammad Ali?
No, because it's a different story. If you say that you're the best, you think it's right?
Well, Canelo Alvarez just said that. He's a Mexican. You believe that?
No, because when you said that you're the best, there is no room to
But here's go. The thing, Pepe. I want the guy who believes that. Like, I want the player who believes that he is the best because I think he...
Tommy Lasorda used to have a saying that he threw around a lot. He said, you should believe that you're the best player in the world. Just don't tell anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. I like when guys say I'm the best.
Of course.
I like a little swagger.
Yeah, Pepe.
Pepe, what do you have against swag?
Yeah. No, you want anybody to be a robot? Or you say a robot?
You know, the other players...
Oh, come on.
The other players are going to go after you worse.
So what?
So what? So, I mean, like...
Somehow I think Jimmy Butler is...
When Kobe was in his prime, he knew he was the best player.
What is the name of that thing, the Apple thing?
The Apple thing.
The Apple thing for the dogs?
Bitter Apple.
Bitter Apple, yes.
Spray Bitter Apple.
In a bag of chips, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, that's good! Bitter Apple in the chips.
Let me leave my chips, Pepe. I'll starve. Pepe, don't you think you're the best Spanish broadcaster in L.A.?
No.
You are.
Who's better than you?
Lots of people.
No.
Really?
Not true.
Then why
not
do you have your job? Untrue. Why don't they hire them?
Untrue.
No. All right.
What's up, Foo?
Thank you very much. All right, coming up next for you, the Lakers can put this series away with a win tonight.
I don't agree with that.
At least two of us believe that.
Yeah.
We will get into that coming up next for you. Pepe Mantilla is hanging out. Michael Thompson is here. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.